Pastor Greg here. Just want to provide some clarification. I've had a lot of people asking about Amy Coney Barrett's nomination being confirmed and whether that will result in the end of Roe v. Wade. And the answer is, we don't know. The fact is, you know, we vote for the right man as president with the hopes that he will keep his word. And I believe Donald Trump has, to the best of his ability, kept his word to put constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. And that would result in the end of Roe v. Wade, because it is hogwash. It wasn't constitutional. And the Supreme Court justices who passed it just made stuff up out of thin air. That's what liberals do. But we still have to be honest and temper our enthusiasm with a lot of prayer. Amy Coney Barrett may vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, but who knows what Gorsuch or Kavanaugh or the others will do. John Roberts, I mean, that guy's been wishy-washy and pathetic like Kennedy was. And Kennedy was put on the bench by Ronald Reagan. And a lot of the 5-4 decisions, he gave the victory to liberals. And Ronald Reagan also put on Sandra Day O'Connor, who was a horrible, wicked woman, on the Supreme Court. He also gave us William Rehnquist and Antonin Scalia. So he was batting 500. If maybe Kennedy would take it, you know, higher than that, but at the point being, we just don't know. And if you look at the Supreme Court justices who legalized abortion, it was a 7-2 decision. It wasn't even close. But all they needed was five, and five of the yes votes to legalize abortion were put on the Supreme Court by two Republican presidents, Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon. And I believe they both talked about regrets over this, but it's still a fact. Warren Burger was the Chief Justice when Roe v. Wade was legalized. He was put on the Supreme Court by Richard Nixon. Louis F. Powell Jr. voted to legalize abortion, put on the Supreme Court by Richard Nixon. And then Harry Blackmun, he was a white man, but he voted to legalize abortion, and he was put on the Supreme Court by Richard Nixon. Number four, William J. Brennan Jr. was put on the Supreme Court by Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And number five, this is all they needed to legalize abortion, was Potter Stewart. And he was put on the Supreme Court by Republican Dwight Eisenhower. So it was a 7-2 decision, and it included Thurgood Marshall, a real devil who's burning in hell right now. He was put on the Supreme Court by Lyndon Johnson. And then also a William Douglas, William O. Douglas. He was on the Supreme Court for almost 40 years. He was put on there by FDR. But all they needed was those five Republican-nominated Supreme Court justice votes to legalize abortion. If it weren't for Republican nominees confirmed to the court, Roe v. Wade may not have been legalized. And that's what we just have to face with Amy Coney Barrett or any of the others. We don't know exactly how they're going to vote. We just have to pray about it. There were two votes against Roe v. Wade, and one was William Rehnquist, who was Richard Nixon. He got one right, and later was made Chief Justice by Ronald Reagan. But then the other was Byron White, and he was a JFK Democrat nominee. And he voted against abortion. He must be a true Catholic and stuck with the actual doctrine of the Catholic Church. So for that reason, this is good. What's happening is the best case scenario, Amy Coney Barrett, Donald Trump is your president. If he gets reelected, praise God. It's another 4 years of reprieve. I'm not one of these people preaching that America is going to become a Christian nation and all that sort of thing. But God is having mercy on us, and we can be thankful for Amy Coney Barrett. But we also have to face reality. It doesn't necessarily mean Roe v. Wade will be overturned.